Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 7:22. Twitter's boss Elon Musk has announced a shake-up of the social media platform's paid Twitter Blue feature. From the 15th of April, only verified subscribers will have posts recommended to other users and to be allowed to vote in polls. Joining us this morning to try and maybe navigate the changes at Twitter and understand them a little bit more is Arthur Goldstuck. He is the CEO at Worldwide Works. Arthur, good morning. Thanks for joining us once again.
Good morning, Howard. Always a pleasure.
Good. So it's interesting. I see a lot of people aren't happy with this. To some extent, I guess Musk has a business to run.
Well, he does have a business to run, and almost all his decisions are based on trying to generate more revenue. But he has a very curious way of trying to generate revenue, which is to offend as many of his users as possible and to try and shame them into spending money with him. I don't think that works.
No. So and in what way is he doing that in this case?
Well, the main revenue streams of Twitter are advertising
right.
and paying for having a verified account. And a while ago, he put a price of $8 on verified accounts. It does vary around the world, but that's the base price. And people have basically rejected that wholesale or retail
right.
because it's seen as a vanity, and it's also seen as a spurious way to try to control bots and fake accounts and the like, because now all you have to do if you want fake accounts is pay for it and you come across to having this verified account. So he wants to stop that by having a color-coded set of verification. You can pay extra for a gold account. A company that pays for a verified account can pay extra for additional members of the company
who
have verified accounts. But the price there is $50 an extra member. I don't see any company that is serious about doing business wanting to pay that kind of money just for a verified account. But ultimately, partly what it comes down to is that Musk is like a child with a toy that he hasn't quite figured out how to play with. He breaks it and then blames others for breaking. And he literally throws his toys out of the pot and tells everyone to fix it, not realizing that he's actually the problem.
What's so interesting, though, is with all of that and everybody talking about alternatives, I'm not sure that there are many alternatives. Twitter still does seem to be the, I wouldn't say leader in this area, but the go-to communication site for the written word.
Unfortunately, there isn't anything that's quite equivalent to Twitter in terms of getting real reach and traction for a post for an ordinary individual. If you're in business or if you're a professional, then LinkedIn is
a far more effective
environment. It's far more professional.
And it's far more pleasant. It's just a more pleasant place to be.
It is exactly. That's one thing that Microsoft got right. You know, they bought a lot of companies. They bought LinkedIn. They bought Skype. They missed Skype up there, but they got LinkedIn very right. And it's, as you say, it's a pleasant environment in which to be. It's a professional environment. And I have to say that sometimes I'll post frivolous content in LinkedIn and it won't get any traction because people aren't interested in that kind of thing.
Mm.
So that's where Facebook is benefiting massively because as toxic as it can be, it's not as toxic as Twitter. And as much of a megalomaniac as is running Facebook, it's not as much of a megalomaniac as running Twitter.
Absolutely.
So you basically have to choose the lesser of the various evils. Twitter still has a role to play. It's still very powerful to get the word out. But one has to navigate it carefully and be careful not to be caught up.
Yeah.
And on the one side, the toxic content, and on the other side, Musk's attempts to extract revenue from you.
So the just playing the devil's advocate, to some extent, you know, I wasn't verified, and I did pay to be verified. And the reason that I did that is not necessarily because I felt threatened by this, but I know that I view verified sites, verified handles a little bit differently to others. So, you know, I will, if something is, someone is verified, I'll take it a little bit more seriously than if they're hiding behind, for example, an anonymous, whatever it would be. So I did pay for it, and I saw a lot of people who already had been verified. So for me, I made the choice. I didn't feel as resentful. I felt it was my choice to do so or not. But people who had already been verified, for them now to be paying for something that they were getting in any event for free, I think that's where a lot of the frustration and disappointment comes from, because they were getting this in any event. I upgraded. They are going to be staying the same, but having to pay for it. And I think that's where maybe he's gone a little bit wrong in marketing.
I have to agree. And as one of those who has what they call a legacy blue tick, I find it quite offensive the way.
And this is what I found. This is exactly what I found. So people like yourself who had a legacy blue tick, it's irritating and offensive, because you're getting no additional value. You're being threatened to lose value, actually, if you don't pay.
Exactly. It goes further. He has used this incredible phrase. He says people who have the legacy blue tick are truly corrupt, he says. Well, up yours, Elon Musk. That's how you view me. You said you're not going to
get any money out of me. So interesting, and because he's offending. No, he's offending his best clients.
So I couldn't hear that.
I said he's actually offending his preferred clients.
Exactly. People who helped to build the platform. People who have the legacy blue tick tend to be those who either have been on the platform for a long time or use it to really get attraction for content, or have something significant to add to the discussion. Not all of them. I don't say I do, but being a media player and a journalist, I was verified quite a long time ago. Now the question is, do I want to pay $8 a month to keep that stick? No, I don't, because I see for myself, I see it as vanity. I have a decent following.
Yes.
I don't need the blue tick to validate my presence on Twitter. And that's how a lot of people will feel. If they have a significant enough following, they don't need the blue tick, in fact, because the numbers speak for themselves.
Right, but now it will become relevant if you can't be recommended, et cetera, if you haven't paid.
I'll be very honest with you. I don't mind, because I'm not making money out of it. I don't depend on the viewership I get on Twitter to earn a living.
Right.
Those who follow me will still see what I tweet. People can still go into my feed and see it. I just won't be one of the preferred recommended people, and I'm fine with that. If he wants me to pay for it, he's basically asking me to be an advertiser on his site. And that's what it really comes down to, that ordinary users are required to pay almost an advertising rate to have their tweets recommended to others. And when I say others, people don't follow them.
Very, very interesting. Arthur, we do need to leave it there. And unfortunately, what a fascinating conversation. Arthur Goldstein, he's the CEO at Worldwide Works.